14 days to go.
Come help us these last 2 weeks.
Leave here and vote.
The soaring cost of Obamacare.
Premiums are rising an average 25%.
A long-awaited World Series.
It's a new feeling because we've never been here before.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the election's 2 weeks from today and the presidential candidates are heading into campaign 2016's home stretch.
This election is going to turn on who is motivated to vote. So we need each and every one of you to do everything you can.
Hillary Clinton takes her message to battleground Florida today. Donald Trump is there most of this week.
I love those pink signs, Women for Trump. I love those signs. Women for Trump. I love them.
CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Donald Trump continues to say voters will shock the pollsters 2 weeks from tonight.
This is bigger than Brexit.
But CBS News senior political editor Steve Chigaris fails to see Trump's path to 270 electoral votes.
If you look at the polls in the last few weeks, they're going in the wrong direction for him. So, you know, until he can figure out a way to flip a state like Pennsylvania, which just keeps getting better for Hillary Clinton, I just don't see how it's going to happen. But as they say, it's 2 weeks away. Anything can happen.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
At one of his Florida campaign stops, Trump pounced on an admission from the administration about Obamacare premiums.
Americans are going to experience yet another double-digit spike in your premium for Obamacare, and it doesn't work.
CBS's Dan Revive is in Washington.
Prices for coverage for the coming year at healthcare.gov are on average 25% higher than for this year. Critics of Obamacare say the deductibles are also rising. Officials say most people who buy through the online exchanges won't be hit hard because subsidies to help low and even middle-income Americans are also being increased.
Overseas, at least 59 are dead after an attack by suicide bombers on a police academy in Quetta, Pakistan. There have been claims of responsibility from ISIS and another group linked to the Taliban. Defense Secretary Carter is in France for an anti-ISIS strategy session, and so is CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The focus here in Paris will be on what comes after the battles for Mosul and Raqqa in Iraq and Syria. One U.S. military official says the ISIS strategy has morphed about every 6 months, so the leaders here will be talking about how to deal with what may come next. Most agree that as ISIS loses its caliphate, it's likely to strike out with more terrorist attacks elsewhere, and that is especially of concern to Europe.
In Eastern Australia, something went wrong on a river rapids ride at an amusement park. Four people were killed. Two of the victims were thrown from the ride. The others were caught inside it. Here at home, the manhunt's intensified for an Oklahoma man wanted for killing two relatives and the wounding of two police officers. 38-year-old Michael Dale Vance's getaway has included some live postings on Facebook.
This is more intense than what I thought it was going to be, to say the least.
Police say Vance's crime spree has included armed car thefts. There are calls for a federal hate crime investigation in Wiggins, Mississippi. Parents of a black student at Stone High School say white students put a noose around their son's neck during a break at football practice. Derek Johnson heads up the local NAACP.
No child should be walking down the hall or in the locker room and be accosted with a noose around their neck.
Local police say they do expect to make arrests. A new report sheds some light on some of the most popular vehicles on the road, pickups. WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert says they didn't do very well in headlight tests.
The top trim of the Honda Ridgeline was the only pickup to get a good rating. Many more were poor performers. Insurance Institute researcher Matt Brumbelow says there were big differences.
The Honda Ridgeline, and just taking one of those measurements, the low beam allows you to see over 350 feet on a straightaway, whereas the Chevy Colorado, it's only 123 feet.
Car companies say they take this information into account as they update their vehicles. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
In our series on where the presidential candidates stand on the issues, CBS's Barry Bagnato looks at energy policy.
The two major candidates' different energy policies spring from their separate stances on climate change.
I believe climate change is real.
Global warming and that, a lot of it's a hoax. It's a hoax. I mean, it's a money-making industry, okay?
Democrat Hillary Clinton wants to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
We've got to move away from coal and all the other fossil fuels.
Limit drilling offshore and in the Arctic.
We should not risk potential catastrophes.
And focus on
clean, renewable energy and moving heaven and earth to provide tax incentives, financing.
Republican Donald Trump wants once expanded U.S. oil, gas, and coal production.
I'm going to lift the restrictions on American energy.
That includes fracking, although he tells Denver's KUSA,
there's some areas maybe they don't want to have fracking, and that's up to them.
And unlike Clinton, he would instantly approve the Keystone XL pipeline.
But the people of the United States should be given a significant piece of the profits.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
In 3 months, President Obama will be out of the White House. Last night on ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live, he read some of the mean tweets that have been sent his way.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States at real Donald Trump. At real Donald Trump. At least I will go down as a president.
Well, the Chicago Cubs haven't won baseball's World Series since 1908. The Cleveland Indians last won in 1948. These two storied and star-crossed franchises open this year's Fall Classic tonight. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
The players and managers know all about the history. Cleveland manager Terry Francona couldn't care less.
I know that's a really cool thing for fans to talk about and stuff. It really doesn't enter into what we're doing.
The Cubs' Ben Zobrist knows the anxiety of Cub fans.
We understand the importance of it, and we're doing what we can to do it for them.
One player in tonight's lineup with emotional ties to both these droughts is Cleveland second baseman Jason Kipnis. He grew up in Chicago as a diehard Cub fan. Now he is with the Indians.
Regardless of the outcome, one of these streaks gets snapped.
But in the end, Chicago manager Joe Maddon says neither history nor curses will decide this year's series.
This game is always about players. If your guys play better than their guys, you win.
Steve Futterman, CBS News at the World Series in Cleveland.
Two Americans are in the running for a prestigious honor never won by someone from the U.S., Britain's Man Booker Prize for Literary Fiction. CBS's Vicki Barker is in London.
At 35, Otessa Moshfegh is the youngest finalist. She was nominated for her first novel, a thriller called Eileen. But she hopes she doesn't win so early in her career.
I think it would kind of mess me up.
Sure, it'd be nice to win, but I think it's a very hard book for people to digest.
That's Paul Beatty, whose race novel, The Sellout, had one of the judges comparing him to the satirist Jonathan Swift. The prize is worth $60,000. The attendant publicity, priceless. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
Well, seeing the World Series in person will be expensive. Prices are soaring for tonight's opener in Cleveland, but nothing like the resale prices for tickets in Chicago. Some sellers are seeking tens of thousands. One ticket on StubHub is priced at just under $1 million. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.